Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, Distinguished Fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org. I encourage you to go there and see all the things that they do. Good, they do great work there on the economy, on healthcare, lots of stuff there that I think you'll, if you don't like it, at least you're going to want to know what they're up to. Hey, Bob, talk to us. The Fed's meeting today. They're having one of their one-day meetings. And they're going to make a decision about what to do with interest rates, or maybe I should say these days QE3. What do you think?
Well, I think they're going to keep doing what they're doing, which is, as you say, keep interest rates, short-term interest rates, near zero. And on QE2, the one they're on now, that's supposed to be the $600 billion program that ends on June 30th. My guess is that they will reaffirm that amount and that date. However, the economy has improved since they started that, and I think it's conceivable that they could say something like, "Well, we're going to stay with the 600, but we might stretch that out over an extra couple of months or something, so it won't all be big and then zero suddenly."
Right. Right.
But I don't think the climate in the country will allow them to announce now that they're going to do QE3, do another one.
What do you think? How much do you think of the conversation today is going to be on the liquidity issue in Japan? Japan's the BOJ is pumping billions of yen into the economy. A couple of different shots, I think, in the last couple of days. Their debt is, you know, their debt's double their GDP. I think they own quite a bit of our treasuries. I mean, how is the Japanese scenario going to affect what do you think? You've been in these meetings for years and years. What do you think they'll be saying about it?
Well, not as much as you might expect, because it's not something they have much control over or involvement with. If they think there may be the question of the swap arrangement with the Bank of Japan, where we give them dollars, they give us yen of equal value.
Right.
And you do that if the Bank of Japan needs dollars inside Japan, which may not be the case.
But that swapping sounds like the story that my dad told me about. He said, I had a $5,000 bird dog one time, and I said, how did you know? He said, well, I swapped it for two $2,500 beagles. You know? You know, that swapping sounds like it might be hard to evaluate.
The thing about the reciprocal currency arrangements or swap arrangements is that you exchange back the same amount of money, not beagles.
Yeah. Well, I hope. Yeah, that's the question. So
now, they won't say we're going to have to be easier or tighter because of Japan. They're already in the easy mode, and they already think they need to remain easy. And so, I don't think they'll try to get easier.
Yeah,
because of Japan.
So you think they'll stick with where they are? And are you? You know, one of the things that's happening right now, Bob, with inflation is not really being registered all that much, but small business owners are feeling inflationary pressure for goods and services that we're having a hard time passing on. We don't have any pricing power, and it seems to me it's kind of a form of stagflation. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that term because of the connotations of the 70s, but it's pain. Let's say that. You know, the Fed focuses on core inflation, which excludes food and energy, and people get upset with them because they think they don't realize that food and energy prices are important.
Right.
They do that because they think it's a better predictor of future inflation to take out the volatile elements.
Yeah.
So, you know, the president of the New York Fed got in trouble in Queens. Did you hear about that?
No. Quickly.
He went out and he was talking about things, and they were complaining about inflation and how food prices were rising. And he said, yeah, some prices are rising, but some are falling. And he gave the example of the iPad 2, which is twice the power at the same amount of
right.
money. And he said,
right.
now that's an example on the other side.
Right.
And they didn't like that example.
They told him he was going to eat. They were going to have to ask him to eat a roasted iPod at lunch, I guess. hey, Bob.
One guy said we can't eat iPads.
Yeah.
Another one asked him how long it's been since he's been grocery shopping.
Yeah. BobMcTier.com.
Fed people don't go grocery shopping.
BobMcTier.com, folks. Check it out. I got to go for today. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.